Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes highlighting research on our campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today, we're very happy to talk with Mingying Lung from the Department of Mathematical Sciences. Tell us, what do you do in the way of research?
My research area is in bioinformatics. It is an interdisciplinary area, which is relatively new. I can still remember when I was at school, the word bioinformatics did not exist at all. Yeah. So bioinformatics is a very exciting area where we try to use all kinds of mathematical models, computational approaches, and statistical methods to analyze and organize biological data, any type of biological data. But the most important thing is that we are able to use all that to gain information, to gain useful knowledge that can help us advance the biological sciences. It's exciting in a way that, well, here I am being trained as a mathematician. I could do the mathematics part, the computing part, and even the statistical part quite naturally. But it wouldn't be any use unless I do collaborate with the biological scientists, and which is what I've been doing for all these years, and it turns out to be a lot of fun.
So in fact, I mean, given the sort of tremendous increase in the ability to do DNA analysis of, of all sorts of genes, proteins, species, this is where your expertise really becomes important, I think.
Yes, I think because the data is growing so fast and it's just exploding, and there's no way that we can just go in and experiment with every piece of DNA, every RNA molecule, every protein, and study it in detail unless we can find some way to narrow down what we are looking for. And so the bioinformatics parts come into play.
So tell us one particular study that you've sort of been enjoying.
Oh, the most fun one that I had. Well, DNA sequences, to me as a mathematician, is just a very, very long sequence of four types of letters, A, C, G, and T, representing the four building units of the DNA. So when we look at a very long DNA sequence with millions and millions of these letters in it, what do we see out of it? What would we think would be biologically meaningful? So at one point, I was looking at these sequences and looking for patterns that are symmetric, something that we call palindromes in DNA.
Starting at the beginning and the back, it looks the same way.
Right, right. The only difference is that in DNA, you start at one end and go backwards in the other strand of DNA. We want them to look the same. And the biologists know for a very long time that these symmetric palindromic patterns are important in many different ways. We don't know all of them, but we know that they are important. And I've used a very standard mathematical model, something we call the Poisson process, on these palindromes. And it turns out that it helped us find the replication origins of certain viruses.
Mingying Lung from the Department of Mathematical Sciences, thank you for being on 100 at 100.
Oh, thank you for having me, Keith.
This is a celebration of our 100th birthday, and my name is Keith Pannell.